بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Every one of us here, we claim to be Muslims. We all say, Alhamdulillah, we are Muslims. I'm not a mu'min, Alhamdulillah, everyone is a mu'min. Everyone got iman, Allah mustaq is kamil iman. But one is Muslim. Who is a true Muslim? Islam must spread not the sword, not the sword. It is spread because of true Muslims, they are true Muslims. True Muslims means to bring about the act of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in a life completely with perfection. A true Muslim is there, is he who others are protected from the harms of his tongue and his hand. Think very carefully what I have said is the hadith of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. A true Muslim is he who others are protected from the harm of his tongue and hand. How many of us can say here that we are example of it? For example, let us tell you. You came to the masjid. You parked your car. And this came way, not realizing you parked in someone's driveway. You're running to come to masjid. But you're showing that person whether it's a Muslim or non-Muslim. This is your action. How much of harm you have caused to him? So you came and read namaz? Yes, if you did not, there's no place. You read your farz namaz and go out immediately. Would this at heart that I will not cause harm to anyone? But here you find that the person comes to the masjid. Firstly, he parks his car wrongly. And thereafter, he takes so long in the masjid that he gives that person so much of taklif. Is that what Islam teaches us? So, that is one mistake we are making. And the sad part of it, when the person comes out of the masjid, well, no one will take revenge, why? There's no revenge here. You cause harm. You cause harm to someone. Did you ever realize you put yourself in a position, that person's place, if you had to go somewhere, and a very important meeting you have to attend to, and someone parked the car wrongly in front of you, how would you behave? See, the whole thing is we don't put ourselves in a picture. Like coming to the masjid too. The masjid is empty. The person will be sunnah right in the back. He closed all the doors for others for people to enter the masjid. What is the purpose for him to read masjid namaz right in the back? Is it what he will say? No, I want to run away quickly from this place. The masjid is so big, come in the front and leave. When you go to the supermarket, you are forced to go there. You go very early part of the morning too. But here when you come to the masjid, you will be last opportunity. Whereas it is in the first time, Jumma time, people come on the last time, when the time the khutbah takes place, if they only know what they lost, they'll be the first one to come to the namaz. So likewise you find that once Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali, you reprimanded the person with this. The masjid was big, and one person reading Quran Sharif. While you reading Quran Sharif, another person came and sat next to him. Which a lot of people do that. When someone reads Quran, the mosque is so big, it's empty, if it's full, it's something else. One person comes sit next to you. You're reading your Quran, he's sitting next to you. So Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah called him and said, come here. What was the reason for you sitting there, you moved from there? So Hazrat, my back was towards you. So that's why I moved from there. Okay, understood. But thereafter, why he said next to this person, the mosque was big, he can go sit anywhere. Don't you know you caused disturbance to that person? In this way that he was continually reading Quran, you divert his attention towards you, you get worried now, this is the half of the Quran, one moment, you take my mistakes out now. That is true. A person, ordinary person, read Quran, say, one another person goes to me and thinks, this is a hafiz, I'm going to take my test or something. Now what you have done to him? You have taken his mind away from Allah Ta'ala to that. You have taken it as a small thing, it's a very big thing. A person who's involved and focused on Allah Ta'ala, with Allah. Now you and I sit down there. He realizes his mistake, he says, I made a mistake. Today who's the second mistake today? Today you tell a person, you're doing this, you come to fight me. You come to fight me. To bring a small child, like 2 years, 3 years in a masjid, they feel it's in something that is very, they do wonders. But they don't know it's not, it's very harmful. It's very harmful. A small child, when you see new faces, what happens? You pee. He'll wet his pants. All kinds of people he sees. He wet his pants. Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali said, I did not realize what's the reason that why that you must not bring small children. And then one day one child made a mess. Now he came to realize the reason why he's not being born. Now if you tell a person nicely, why are you being a small child, and you get offended. So let me tell you one incident took place with me. When a person came and told me, look, I've got a problem. I said, what's your problem? He said, Mona, I'm going to take my small child to the mosque. He cries. He don't live in a masjid. I said, oh, he's thinking of some jinn king. Straight away, you know, jinn and seher. Today in this world, anything happens to a person with small headache to jadu. Then they go to all the babus. All the people can give all wrong ideas. That your mother did this and your father did this. They leave everyone else with their father's name, mother's name. The relation with mothers, they also break. So I looked at him, I told him, do me a favor. Your child is a bit small. When you sit in the masjid, you see different kind of faces. Some are good, sometimes find all frightening faces, all just know. They're all like new to the baby. Don't bring the child to the masjid because it will be infected. But every now he cries not to go to the masjid. Just imagine him crying not to go to masjid in this age. So I told him, just do that and see. Alhamdulillah, came right. I said, let this child read namaz to the mother. When he reach the age of 6 and 7, take the masjid that time. But in that way, your mother will read namaz too. The mother will read namaz too. But do not take your child before that. This is the harm that causes. Why we do not know how to bring our children up? This small age is a very tender age. Very tender age. Do you know that tender age, what the child can see and what it takes, it grasps in it, you'll be surprised. That's why how important a husband and wife should behave in the most best manner. So that it must not be affected, the child not be affected or attracted by any of the bad actions. And then after the reflex. So that also, I think, bring children at the right age. When they make a mess, they go away. So Muslim is he that not cause any harm to anyone with his tongue and with his hand. We come to realize that this is a mistake that we are making, that we give people word. I'm owing you money, I'll meet you a certain place. The man can wait. Don't come and fetch the money in that time, that place, you can't wait. Yet he's first left up in the masjid. First left in the masjid, reading Quran, everything. I'll meet you a certain time in the masjid or a certain place. The poor person meeting this masjid, he's got another masjid that long. So what have we learned? What a Muslim is. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that incident, will not forget that incident, all the time is mentioned in the kitab. Just merely for us to read. Everything, his action must come to our lives. That person told him, you know, I am not allowed to go to leave this place until you give my money. Who is telling that to? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Umar wakes up and actually very angry. I mean, that's muhabbat now. Rasulullah said, no, he's got the rights. He's got the rights. Today no one got the rights. Today no one got the rights. No, he got the rights. He did not allow Rasulullah to leave that place. He only should be namaz and come. That no one can stop. A worker who works anywhere, the time for salah, he must leave namaz. He must not ask his boss, if that's my time for salah. There's no excuse for salah. Inna salata kanat kitaba maqdada. You are studying anywhere. When you come to salah, that's my time. Allah prescribed you must leave your work and go there. So what happened? The person came, made him stay the whole night. The next day Rasulullah would reach the Fajr Salah and he comes back. And that's the time he says, okay, I read in the Torah with the qualities of a Nabi. I've seen all the qualities. One quality, which I want to see, the quality of tolerance. The quality of what is called sabr. Today I saw that you're a true Nabi of Nabi Karana Tala. And I say that Kalima La ilaha illallah. So what I'm trying to say is, do not hurt any Muslim, anyone, not Muslim, anyone, with a thumb, with a hand. Today we speak anyhow to anyone. All the vulgar languages that we use, the worst horrible things that we say to people, all kind of things. Why? What's the reason? Because of pride. The reason for us today is because we talk all the horrible things to others. The worst thing. And you'd be surprised whether it's at home or whether at work, anywhere. That man, his soul, his service, not his body. Remember that person's soul, his service, not your body, his body. A Muslim body is very, very precious. You have to respect it. Allah will respect it. But yet you find that people today, they will cause all kind of harms just with the tongue in the hand. Just to say. They hurt people just like that, feel nothing about it. And then they come to the masjid, at home they hurt, at work they hurt. That poor man does not anywhere to go to work, he's got a place to work, he's hand to mouth, and day after the charity works, little bit. You take him to task, he said of his tears, instead of to work, because he knows I have to go nowhere else to go. And then we treat them like that, if that's a Muslim. If you find that in the hadith of everyone who accepted Islam, they accept Islam because of akhlaq. Everyone accepts because of akhlaq. I will never forget one incident. Once I was sitting with Hazrat Ji, standing with Hazrat Ji, one person come, a Hindu come. Aunty is a Hindu. He comes to Islam. When he's going, Hazrat Ji, he's a Muslim. He's a Muslim. What made him accept Islam? Money. Akhlaq, the character of Rasulullah. This is what we are lacking today. We are not winning, we are allowing others to talk better Islam because of our actions. Bernard Shaw said that time, Islam is the best, but being one Muslim is following Islam. So we are at fault because of our actions that people are talking about Islam. But if you become Islam in a true Muslim as you're supposed to be, then you find no one will point a finger there, but they'll accept Islam, inshaAllah. And the only reason for this is because of pride. And Nabi Karim said also, if you want to get the stages of Siddiqeen, the highest stage of any Muslim is the Siddiq. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. If a person will gain that kind of status, what he must do is made it very clear. Then you must have qadar talat na karna tumse. If someone breaks relationship with you, but break ties, you do not break it. If someone breaks ties with you, you do not break ties. I'm saying 10 times is in the evidence of breaking ties today. Brother and brother not talking to others. Brother and sister not talking. I was shocked when one case came to me three days ago. The brothers and fathers, the brothers are not talking for years. Shabbat Barat is going, every kind of Barat going, but nothing. Ramadan going, nothing. So what's the meaning of that? They're doing namaz, they're doing everything. But they haven't got this thing that they realize that what a big sin they're committing. Rasulullah says that person is the best person who at time if someone breaks ties with you, you may time. Break ties with you, who's doing that today? If that person is not talking to me, I'm not talking for years too. I will make sure I'm not talking. Yet he's sitting in the majlis all the time. You find people here, you sit in the majlis, who know the way that they break ties with wives for months, they don't talk to them. They break ties with wives for months, and they don't talk to them. So what kind of benefit are they deriving? What club they gotten? And the worst part of it is that the children are noticing this thing. And when they are noticing, that's how you find more divorce taking place. Allah mani fad. Because they don't know what to do. They see that this is what life all about. One lady actually came and told me, I do not want to get married because if this is husband and wife life, then I don't want that life. So because of our own wrongdoings, our actions, our akhlaq is not good. You're a person akhlaq, you may not eat tahajjud namaz. You may not eat charge namaz. You may not eat nafil namaz. If you've got akhlaq right, the doors of Jannah is open for him as long as he dies with iman. As long as he dies with iman, the doors of Jannah is open for him. Because he did not harm any Muslim, anyone, not harm with that shit. And that can only come into us if we've got tawadu in us. If we want our actions to be improved, to be better, according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then we have to bring about tawadu in us. Tawadu means what? Humility. Look, you made a mistake. I'm very sorry, I made a mistake. Who is prepared to accept a false thing? We are looking at other faults, we forget our own faults. You know this group chat, Molana, is the worst. This group chat we got around, ulama are involved in it too. Talking of this bad, of this person, and that person, that person. Then what are you doing then? Apna kaam karo. You do your own work. Why are you interfering with other people? Let them do what they want to do. Why won't you spoil your... Now you spoil your hand. You are listening to all the chats. All the group chats, the ladies are doing the same thing too. They've got their own groups. Like one person came and told me, I was surprised, my son don't go anywhere. I said, oh, mashallah. No, he only at home, I said. So I asked him, do you use a cell phone? He said, yeah. So I said, oh, group chat on the cell phone. So that's not chatting. So he's at home, but not at home. He's at home, but not at home. So this is where they've gone to. So our life is gone to that extent that now that person, he does not have to meet people, he's talking to people like that, in this way. But I'm saying the harm that has been caused today, why is so much of harm being caused? In this era, I'll never forget, alhamdulillah, Mahathir says, Abna kam in the dil. Do your own work. Don't worry if anyone else, break. Make dua for everyone, but do your own work. Don't interfere with this person, that person. Don't interfere with this jamaat and that jamaat. Have your own jamaat, just do your own. And the more you be alone, the more benefit you derive. The time has come at this now. The tawadu is very important in this way, that the pride must come out. Everything is because of pride. You tell an alim you made a mistake, he won't say, he will say no, because of pride. You say that person asking for forgiveness, he won't ask for forgiveness because of pride. You tell the husband ask for forgiveness to the wife, he will say no. The wife the same, because of pride. Everything leads to pride and nothing else. If one alim says, this is my rule, then this is, that's my rule, no matter what happens, that's my pride now. He's not prepared to accept. This is our condition today. To put our tongue, we're causing so much of harm. So much of harm. The pen is causing harm, the tongue is causing harm, the hand is causing harm, all the time. So what do you expect, what will happen? Tawazu is the only way, one, if he has in him, he has to bring about difference in equality. And always remember those who are bad to you, to be good to them is the best quality. Someone is good to you and you are good to that person is a favor to another favor. But if someone is bad to you but you are good to him, then that is the greatest favor. The wife can be so bad to you. Coming back to the wife, I'm going to tell you. Because that's the wife is the only one that's a best example. Because you meet them all the time, 24/7. They make you a man. She can do the worst thing. But in the end, you must do the best thing. You must do the best thing. She deprived your rights, but you did not deprive her rights. A Muslim deprived your rights did not deprive his rights. I'm just in general now. Your brother took your rights away, but did not deprive his rights. This is where we are lacking. He caused harm to me, but I'm the best to him. That's why when that person wanted to learn kimya, you know kimya, to make gold. So he came to the person telling him, listen man, teach me after some time. He said, I want you to go to a certain place. And whatever you see there, you must tell me. Okay, he sat down there. He saw one person sitting on a donkey. And he's running, walking, going with them. And the people are hitting him. He's getting mad to hit them. He's getting mad, but he can't do it because those people hit him. But he was so furious about it. But this man not saying nothing anymore. So he came back to the person, told him, look, what you saw there? He said, no, I saw this person, you know, just with a donkey and he's walking and then people hitting him, but he's doing nothing, no effect. Well, what happened to you? He said, no, I was going to kill him. He said, I said, you're not fit for it. You're not. In other words, you're not fit for that thing. Likewise, you're not fit for anything yet. If someone does something to us, we would think, why do you think for 13 years Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Madinah, in Makkah al-Mukarramah, the Sahaba had crowd there, tortured Allah. What kind of harm was caused it? Openly? They even said, when we fight and all, hukum not to be. Allah forbid. Until Allah became so strong to that, became very strong, they knew now that Allah's command came, now jihad you can do. Before that, they were going through Allah. That's why we cannot reach the status of a Sahabi. Sahaba is someone else. We cannot even talk bad about them. That I saw, that I just saw Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That I know who should read who namaz of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That I, when the ten of wudu to take place of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, each one to run to take the water. The love that they had, when Nabi had to make wudu, each one to run, the water must not touch the clothes that they had. One should to put the blood, take the blood and throw it out. He says, it's the best place, the best, my stomach. And today we talk about our sahabas. We talk about our sahabas. What they underwent is very easy to say how nice it is in the time of sahaba ikram. Look at your life now and see. If the sahaba will see us, are they Muslim or not? Whatever time era Allah Ta'ala brought is the best era for us. But thank Allah Ta'ala, Allah has given iman, baqi, khatima, khair. Wuzugan has been, they are so great, people have Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah Ali is writing to his own murid, the Khalifa, says, Dua for my Allah Ta'ala Khatima Khair. They have also had that sort of Allah must take an iman. The fear was there, no doubt. They did not even trust their own iman, the fear Allah Ta'ala must take. They were so concerned, we're not doing anything wrong or say something, our iman goes away. So Sahaba Ikram, the time of battlefield, Rabbi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is there. Every Sahabi is surrounding him. I must get killed, but he must not get killed. The spear must hit me. The arrow must hit me, but not hit him. Whatever. So, akhlaq is a thing. That's what we are lacking today. We do not have that in us. We don't know how to forgive. If someone caused harm to us, we are prepared to take revenge. Everything can be said and told. We can know this by the time of Fatah Makkah. Rasulullah came down with them, bowing down completely, that his neck was touching the neck of the camel. So much of humility, iraja nusubbaru fat. But when he looked at the people coming in, flocking to accept Islam, why stop this? Make istighfar. Another king, if he had to enter in that condition, what he'll do? He'll finish the whole place up. Here he came, Allah. And all those people who caused him, all harm to him, everyone, he made sure, he said, I've forgiven everyone. Today we are like that. If someone did some small thing to us, lifelong we'll take revenge on that person. We somehow will cause harm to him. Yet we can talk of this incident to show that he can forgive the Bu'abi. And we say we are true Rasul, followers of Rasulullah, true lovers. Yet we have them the quality to forgive and forget. Women won't forget. I'm not talking women, I'm talking men. Now women, we can have women too now. They don't know what's the meaning of forgiving. Forget. Become like that buzruk. When they said, Hazrat, he came to him and said, I told you one incident, my secret one day. Because when you say someone some secret, you say, don't tell anyone. That will keep it properly in your mind. You'll never let it go. Don't let anyone know. So he came and told him, you know what, I gave you one secret now. What was it? Yeah, I forgot about it. That's how it must be. We don't forget. When a person comes to you, the command of a person, if an enemy comes to you and you help him, that's the command. The one that enemy comes to you, Nabi Karim says the sunnah is all there. The enemies were there for him. They all have to destroy him. But yet he was so good to him. He says, if someone, when you meet people, meet with humility. وَإِبَادُ الرَّحْمَانِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنًا وَإِبَادُ الرَّحْمَانِ. Allah Ta'ala says, who is my banda? In the Quran says, وَإِبَادُ الرَّحْمَانِ. The banda of Rahman is يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ. They walk with humility. Humbleness. They don't look at all the rich people, they salam, they make salam to everyone. The poor person look at him, he's humble to that person. Yes, you treat everyone upon your status. But rich man comes, give him a nice salam alaikum, that's not pride. Give poor man comes, keep up on this. Now you take a poor man, put on a stage, what happened to him? He doesn't belong to the stage, he belongs to him. Everyone got it, but pride was one. Now what is the meaning of pride? Pride is to look down at someone. Look, that will not happen to us. The pride that we have in us, that is that, to look down at person. Look at this person. Yeah, jao. All the time, also in the mosque, one day he came to mosque, bichara, he was a drunkard, and one day he came to mosque. Hey, he forgot the road, man. He forgot the place. Sometimes someone said, you came to the right place. Whereas, how you came, he brought you, yes, Allah Ta'ala brought you. Don't you know incidents of people like great buzruk, they became thereafter. They were worse, committing all kinds of sins. But Habib Ali Rahmatullah Ali was the worst person, worse, the looter, Allahu Akbar. Fuzail Aliyah Rahmatullah Ali were the looters, or leaders. But when Allah changed them, they became stars, they could not release them to. So who are we to rely on thinking to look down at anyone? What are you looking down for? Because in five ten namaz. You read five ten namaz, you thank Allah, you thank for namaz. But what about your akhlaq? What about your? You cause harm with your tongue to people. You cause harm with your hand to people. He says, you know once, as Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, was Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and one person came, he was quite, he was not a good person. So Rasulullah said, oh Aisha, this person is a bad person. So when he came to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the person spoke him so nicely. When he went to me, Aisha said, yeah, so he was so bad when he spoke to him. Oh Aisha, if he is bad, I must be bad too. A lesson for us, if that person is bad, so if you find a bad person out there, you heard about him, that means you will be bad with him too. You must be good with him. That's the sunnah of people. So this is what we are lacking to really know. We talk. To forgive and forget. Forgive and forget, you know. Whatever we do. We're talking about akhlaq, you know. And always remember, meet a Muslim with a smile. Meet a Muslim with a and if you can make salam first, make it first. Because that is difficult to make. That is difficult. Especially when you've got a young person, or especially when you find a poor person, very difficult to make salam. That time your true colors will come to you. It's a poor. When you see you walk in the street, you find a person with a hat, tattered and torn clothing. Instead of making salam, you take a U-turn. You won't go near him. You don't deny Allah, he must be so great. So everything that we have to do, meet people with
whisper.
Smile. When you begin to smile, Allah Ta'ala will smile at you. Without any difficulties, the reward that Allah gives you for that. Look at those person, that person, just because he did something on the road and he picks it up, so no one will get the plea for that. For that Allah for you. For that Allah Ta'ala for you. But we are, we've got a very big problem in our life. Is that to be? When two Muslims are fighting, instead of being loved with them together, we make it worse. We make it, especially in two brothers. It's sad. It's very sad what is happening in society. It's very sad. Brothers are fighting all the time. Is someone trying to do it right with it? That's why Shariah gave the permission to tell a lie then. Tell a lie. Although it's not true. But tell a lie to this thing about love. So one side we're reading namaz, one side we're reading zikr, one side we're doing all those things, but these things are the things which we are not doing anything about. Our life is an akhlaq. Akhlaq. And the only way akhlaq can come into us is tawazu. Man tawadha lillah rafa Allah. Wa idha khatamu mujahinuna qalu Allah Ta'ala has given us the remedy that you talk to anyone who is ignorant. Ignorant means a person, when you talk to him, he flares up. He can have knowledge, but he flares up. He loses his mind. He got out of his head, just speaking. Assalamu alaikum. And in these days, the best attitude is to not get into any argument with anyone. Not getting any discussion, anyone. Do your work, Allah, Allah, Assalamu alaikum. There's no benefit from anyone at all. Allah Ta'ala, amal kan bi tawfiq. Baqo da'am, alhamdulillah. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad. Bunat minna na'am. Wafi'na innaka ala kushna. Allahumma nas'aluka al-ba'ad wa jannah. Wa na'udhu bika mustaqim. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للقوم الظالمين ونجنا برحمتك يا ارحم ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للذين كفروا واغفر لنا ربنا انك انت الغفور الرحيم اللهم انا نسالك في نحور من عوض بك من شر فالله خير الحافظ والمؤمنين لا حول ولا قوه الا بالله حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل نعم المولى وصلى الله تعالى على محمد ورحمة الله وبركاته.